From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 23rd, 2021. This episode, the second in a series of episodes on water in U.S. civil rights history, explores water as symbolism in African American civil rights history. We start with about 50 seconds of music.
Well, a river ends between two hills, follow, drink and go. There's another river on the other side, follow. Drink and go, follow the drink and go, for the old man is waiting for to carry you to freedom, follow the drink and go.
You've been listening to part of Follow the Drinking Gourd, recorded by Eric Bibb in 2013. The song is believed to have been used prior to the Civil War as a code to help enslaved people escape on the Underground Railroad. In that interpretation, the verses gave information about the route, and the drinking gourd referred to the Big Dipper, setting the direction to go by pointing towards the North Star. Another water-related spiritual song, Wade in the Water, is also believed to have been used as Underground Railroad code. Both songs became popular hymns within African American churches and, by the mid-1900s, were closely associated with the modern civil rights movement. In a 2018 post entitled The Role of Water in African American History, Tyler Perry stated that water's culturally symbolic importance resonated across generations. Following are four other examples of water symbolism connected to the African American movement for civil rights. Number one, parting the waters. This phrase refers to the account in the Bible book of Exodus in which God parted the waters of the Red Sea so that the Israelites could escape from Egyptian slavery. It's been used as a metaphor for the enormous challenges that African Americans have faced in acquiring and asserting their civil rights. For instance, it's the title of the first volume in Taylor Branch's trilogy on the modern civil rights era, America in the King Years. That trilogy is the source for the next two examples. Number two, until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Martin Luther King Jr. frequently used this phrase, taken from the Bible book of Amos, to describe how long the U.S. civil rights movement would need to continue. Number three, springs of racial poison. At the signing of the Federal Civil Rights Act in July 1964, President Lyndon Johnson said, "We must not fail. Let us close the springs of racial poison." And number four, a fire no water could put out. Dr. King used this phrase in his final public sermon in Memphis. Recalling demonstrations in Birmingham, Alabama, where Birmingham Commissioner of Public Safety Bull Connor ordered fire hoses turned on demonstrators, Dr. King said that Connor didn't realize that there was a certain kind of fire that no water could put out. These examples are only a small piece of a much larger story. I invite listeners to offer Virginia Water Radio other examples of water metaphors and symbolism in U.S. civil rights history. Thanks to Eric Bibb, his manager Heather Taylor, and Riddle Films for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 25 more seconds of Mr. Bibb performing Follow the Drinking Gourd.
Follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.